Welcome to the Sharkpreneur Podcast with Kevin Harrington and Seth Green. Kevin Harrington is the inventor of the infomercial, one of the original sharks from the hit TV show Shark Tank, and has generated over $5 billion in TV and digital direct response sales. Seth Green is the world's first trusted authority on cutting-edge direct response marketing, a best-selling author, and the only three-time Marketer of the Year nominee. On the podcast, Kevin and Seth interview sharkpreneurs who share straight talk on what it takes to explode your business.
49 faces looked to him in triumph. Over the last 12 months, they had each taken turns and promoted his business for a week at a time, driving over $987,342 in revenue. What if you had a network of 50 centers of influence who promoted your business every week for a year? Grab your copy of the number one Amazon best-selling book, The Ultimate Guide to Growing Your Business with a Podcast, at 33% off the Amazon price by going to ultimatepodcastbook.com. Again, that website for 33% off the Amazon price is ultimatepodcastbook.com. Welcome to the podcast. This is your co-host, Seth Green. Today, I've got the good fortune to be joined by Joe Camerato from National Business Capital. Joe, thanks so much for joining us.
You got it, man. Thanks for having me on, Seth.
All right. It is our pleasure to have you here. Let's go back in time just a little bit. How did you get started in business?
Oh, it's becoming a longer and longer time ago. I just hit 16 years in December 2007. Literally started in my spare bedroom. I saw how challenging it was for business owners to access capital. I didn't understand why it was so complicated. They all shared the same frustration. They'd go to a bank. They'd cap out at a bank. They'd get turned down from a bank. They didn't know where to go. And there's this whole world of non-bank lending. You know, now it's called private credit. It's been around for a long time. It's picked up steam, you know, since post 08-09 crash. You know, I was just amazed that a lot of these, like, you know, business owners, didn't really know, you know, where to go. And there's all these non-bank lending options. So it also blew my mind that there wasn't a go-to place where you can go to for business loans and access all types of, all the different types of business loan products that are out there from, you know, even SBA do not, there's a lot of non-bank SBA lenders. So I set off on this mission to bring all the best non-bank lenders together in one place, lines of credit, term loans, equipment financing, you know, SBA, and, you know, business owners, really just taking away the frustration, the aggravation, and the time from shopping around a lender and trying to figure it out on your own. You know, just like you could do your taxes on your own. You know, as a business owner, you hire a good advisor, an accountant. You know, we've built this great group, almost 100 people now. You know, not only do we have great technology and make the process really fast and easy, but you can speak to someone that actually knows what's going on, the lenders, the lending products, the guidelines, and help, you know, helps business owners from application all the way through to funding and from, you know, bringing all the right lenders together, having a really great team, and, you know, and just delivering for business owners. We've helped secure over $2.5 billion. To date, we've done tens of thousands of transactions, and we're just getting started.
Well, that is an incredible journey. I'm sure the longer version should be in a book somewhere if it isn't already. So let's dive into that. Why do you think that so many business owners have these challenges in the first place?
You know, I think there's a number of reasons. One, I think business owners, entrepreneurs are great at what they do. They don't understand financing. You know, I do financing every day, and it's an ever-changing landscape. Things are changing. Guidelines are changing. Lenders come and go, adjust. So it's this ever-changing market. Like, you know, I'll never have it figured out. And this is what I do for a living, because it's always changing and there's always these ebbs and flows, and the economy is always going to change. But, you know, a lot of people just don't understand, like, what the guidelines are, what banks look at, what non-banks look at. And then, you know, the reality is, you know, banks just want to do larger and larger deals. When I first got started, they want to do $1 million deals. Now banks want to do deals 10 million and higher, 10s on the low end. They want to do 20, 50, $100 million fundings, and private equity is going further upstream with larger transactions as well. So there's a big gap for, you know, clients that want to do, you know, under 10 million, under 5 million in funding. And then on top of that, there's, Banks look at collateral, and there's like three types of collateral that banks really look at. The most obvious is real estate or heavy machinery as collateral, and then receivables, B2B receivables, or inventory. There's a lot of really great businesses out there that are awesome businesses, excellent credit, long time in business, great cash flow, great profit, but they don't have those three types of credit that banks really love. So think about like a service business that's servicing like consumers or individual homeowners' homes. They don't have those B2B receivables. They don't hold inventory. Think about e-commerce companies, drop shipping that don't hold inventory, selling direct to consumer, restaurants, even doctor's offices. Like there's just these just amazing companies that just in a bank's eyes, they don't have that collateral coverage. And a bank will give you a $50,000, $100,000 line of credit. You'll kind of cap that out, and then where do you go from there? And the companies that are really growing and scaling, they need access to more capital, and they need access to capital, faster and more of an ongoing basis. And they usually outgrow bank, or just never meet the bank's requirements because they're growing so fast and they're reinvesting profit. So it doesn't look like they're making a profit, but they are. They're just reinvesting it to grow and scale their business.
That makes a lot of sense. Talk a little bit about what this world of private credit is and how it works and why it's so much better.
Yeah, so private credit, everyone thinks it's just some rich guy in a in a room somewhere just lending out money, and the private credit world is it's a vast world, and what's happened is there's private credit is servicing large corporations, large Fortune 500 companies, Fortune 1000 companies that would have easily went to a bank that now are saying like I don't want to deal with this, and they're moving to the private credit world, or a bank's just not a viable option right now, so they're moving to private credit. But private credit has focused on, large, is shifted into large, but medium-sized companies and small businesses and private credit lenders are all shapes and sizes. Some are publicly traded, some are smaller private companies, some are larger, some are family offices. So there's just a number of private credit lenders out there, and some of them have focuses. Some of them focus on specific industries. Some of them focus on funding sizes of $1 million or higher, some cap out at $1 million, some do 10 million higher, and some need certain profit requirements, some focus on cash flow, some only finance equipment, some do lines of credit, some do term loans. So there's this whole world out there of lenders, and that's the most challenging thing is you could be like an excellent, like 800 credit score, excellent time in business, great cash flow, great profit, and you go to a really good lender that just doesn't like really love your industry, doesn't favor it, and you'll get a bad approval. So that's kind of like that guessing game that we take out of this because there's just, we work with over 100 lenders. I mean, and we're trying to keep up with how they're shifting and changing their guidelines. Could you imagine as a business owner, like you're trying to find a needle in the haystack, they're all doing different things. Their terms are, they're all different. Typically, they're private credit is really anything outside of the bank is more expensive, than a bank. But it just comes down to like opportunity cost. We all pay more for value in things that we do in every day. If you have to pay a little bit more, but you can access capital to scale and grow your business, also not give up equity. And not lose out on opportunities. There's a cost to all that stuff. And I think the smartest entrepreneurs and business owners really get that. We've even been working with a lot of private equity groups that are using private credit as a tool to grow and scale. So you have some of the smartest companies now like saying, hey, if I can move fast, get access capital, acquire another business, create more market value or do more, like they just get it. And there's this whole shift that's really moving to private credit. And I don't know if it's going to go away, even if banks start to really pick up lending again. I think people are going to get accustomed to conveniences, just like we overpay to get food delivered to our doorstep. I think, we're Americans. We like conveniences, and we're down to pay for it. And I think if you can scale and make more money, and you have to pay a little bit more, but can move fast, it's like it all becomes irrelevant at some point, so.
Absolutely. You mentioned a couple of different scenarios for people who could you be using that capital. Can you dive a little bit deeper into each one of those? What can we use the money for that we borrow?
We love working with like high growth companies, companies that are looking to grow and scale, get to that next level. Those could be small individual mom and pop like businesses. Those could be to middle market businesses that are private equity backed that are looking to get to that next level or make an acquisition. So when people come to us, they're usually looking to do a number of things, and it's always different. But some of the top ones are M&A, so they're looking to acquire business, buy out a partner. Or buy a business maybe going out of business down the road. They are looking to buy a bunch of inventory to do more bulk shipping or ramp up their sales. They're looking to buy equipment, construction equipment, manufacturing equipment, transportation equipment, office furniture. To furnish a new office, you can finance all the tables and chairs and signage and all the stoves in a restaurant. They are looking to, usually for some sort of like cash flow gap. We work with a lot of B2B businesses, so they're constantly, if they're in transportation, they're laying out money for fuel and costs and drivers to deliver those goods, and they're waiting to get paid from a big company, and they get paid 30, 60, 90 days later. So, those companies, as they grow and scale, they have major cash flow gaps, and they need some sort of line of credit product to help, bridge those gaps. Things like that, where people are looking to grow, and scale, and need capital to either bridge a gap or to be able to take on, do more, or like I said, acquire another business.
That makes a lot of sense. And then, are there any types of any minimums in terms of who you're willing to work with?
Yeah, we look for companies that typically do, around $1 million in annual revenue or higher. Our core clients do anywhere from $1 million in revenue to 50 plus million, 50 to 75 million. We work in all 50 states. We work in all industries. We have some top industries that we love and work with, but, for the most part, we work with all industries, all states. If you do a little bit less in revenue, we're always down to, help and, if it makes sense, but that's kind of like our core, average range.
And how much better is private credit than, let's say, going the traditional route or the SBA route?
Yeah, so that's an interesting question, and I think it's important here that there's not like a blanket answer for this, because every situation is different, and so obviously I'm a non-bank private credit, guy. I built a, a large debt platform. We see over 1,000 applications per month. Obviously I'm biased to what my company and my product, but I'm not. I think it's a mix of all. I think there's a time and a place for each one of these products. If you can build a bank relationship, especially with a local business-focused bank, you should. You should have that line of credit from a bank. If they're willing to give you one, take it, even if you don't need it. Build a relationship. You should have conversations with folks in private equity, because you never know, maybe when it is time to sell some private equity, or sell up some equity in your business and scale and get to that next level, or partner up with a private equity group that could help you get to that next level. And then you should have relationships with non-bank lenders. And again, I'm seeing some of the smartest entrepreneurs and business owners. Use a combo of, hey, I have a relationship with the bank. I capped out there. Now I'm using, non-bank private credit lenders. And at a certain point, I am going to partner up with this private equity group. There's a time and a place for all of it. SBA can be great, especially if you want to buy a piece of real estate for your business. You only have to put 10% down, a 25-year term. That's awesome. They also have a 7(a) working capital product that we do. That's 10 years. But the SBA products you have to be careful with, because that 10-year product is like great if you want to do like a renovation or acquire a company and you want a long period of time to pay it back. But some of these products, like you do an SBA deal, you get a blanket lien on all of your assets. So now if you need like a high growth line of credit or other other types of lending products, that could trip you up. If you're buying and selling inventory, you don't want to use a long-term SBA product. Doesn't make sense. So there's a real time and place to use, these type of products. And that's what we're here to coach and advise and consult with, our clients, which are business owners, on when you should, when, we think you should use these products. And based on your opportunity or challenge in your business, choosing that right product, I think is really, really important because it could trip you up later on. And we're always trying to think ahead, like what's your next growth move? We'll see, people use an SBA product to finance equipment. You can use an equipment lender for that and leave your cash flow unencumbered for SBA down the road for something else or a line of credit, or a different thing. So it's important to pick that right product and plan.
It sounds like could save both time, money, and aggravation, and
Yes.
get you a much better economic outcome.
100%. Like financing is a tool when utilized the right way in your business. And I think we've all been programmed that debt is evil. And and debt's not. If you're using debt for the right type of growth and it's the right type of debt, it could be a great tool and a lot cheaper than equity.
Awesome. Well, we greatly appreciate your time. We know it's incredibly valuable. For our folks who are watching and listening and want to learn more, where is the best place for them to go?
Yeah, you can go check out my team, my company, myself at nationalbusinesscapital.com. That's nationalbusinesscapital.com. And you can follow me at Grow By Joe on LinkedIn or YouTube.
Awesome. Well, we greatly appreciate your time. This has been Seth Green for Sharkpreneur. Joe, thanks again for joining us.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for having me. Be well.
All
Keep doing
right.
what you're doing.
Thanks, everybody. Check out Joe Camberato. Make sure you go to nationalbusinesscapital.com. Thank you all for watching or listening. We will talk to you or see you next time.
Why do so many businesses struggle while others seem to explode overnight? Do you wish you had the secret to this type of exponential growth? Now, I've scaled more than 20 businesses to over $100 million, and it's not just luck. In my new book with Mark Tim, Mentor to Millions, you'll learn the repeatable framework I use in all my business ventures for massive success. Order at kevinmentor.com and get over $1,000 in bonuses. Head to kevinmentor.com.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.